music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, on our new time, as you know, here on Republic. And tonight, the night before Independence Day, of course, we have once again back after a couple of weeks hiatus. First of all, Dr. Kasim Khalil. Hello, Dr. K.
Hi, how are you doing, my friend? Great to be back.
Well, I'm doing better. I'm doing well. And how are you doing?
I recovered completely pretty much from the twisted back and all that stuff, thank God. So thank
Well, you've had a lot of weight on your shoulders in more ways than one.
Not any more than anybody else.
My God.
But, you know, our delegates have really, really been beaten up bad and disenfranchised and tormented. Their slates thrown away, their votes thrown in trash, and busted bones and virtual dislocated hips. So I thought it would be great to hear from Mr. Richard Gilbert, attorney at law, and also his close assistant and helper, David Callahan from Lawyers for Ron Paul.
Yeah,
and are they on with us now? Or?
We're trying to bring them up, but Manny tells me, and he's on this side, this studio, that so far we have not been able to procure either one of them yet.
Okay.
That's all okay. Right. We'll keep trying. And tell us what they're doing, though.
Well, this is the thing. You know, the RNC is a criminal outfit, horrible scheming and plotting. Did you see what the RNC's top stooge or associate, Mr. Romney, is associated with this fundraiser at Barclays here in London, and this Mr. Diamond had to pull away all these funds, $75,000 a plate. He had to pull out because of that scheme. Did you hear about Barclays? They made a scheme where they conspired to lower interest rates so they could beat the investors out of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's
surprising. Anything they do is what we would expect from them, including worse than that, we call him Obamny now,
These are the same people who fund the, ultimately, much of the vote rigging, through the electronic machines, whether rigged electronically or directly by suppressing caucus votes, manipulating the votes, in secret, under secrecy after the caucusers vote. This type of material, what's beautiful about Dr. Paul is that he has somehow navigated that territory for all those decades, and even this year, never cheating anybody. And when you look at the electronic machines themselves, there's not a single vote that's electronically flipped to Dr. Paul. The flipping goes to Romney, and it not only goes from Paul, it also goes from Santorum, and earlier from Bachman, as well as from Perry at one point, apparently. And even in some cases, Gingrich, but Dr. Paul has went through this whole thing pristine, without scandal, without compromise. It's incredible, really, when you think about it.
Yes. Well, and again, look at where we are today. Now you've got a handpicked candidate who is establishment all the way. You know, they call him Obamny now because he's a carbon copy of Obama. And I sense a great, great disapproval of him in most Republican circles, Dr. K, because they know he's a put-up man. They know he's a front man for the interest from the Carlyle group to the Sheldon Adelson types who would want to have him or the other character back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621. 2621.
Now, Dr. Kay is with us, of course, and we are going to be waiting, what I hear, for our guests to call in and might mention their names. I can have Dr. Kay do that if you wish, Dr. Kay. You want to mention the attorneys involved for Ron Paul and what they're up to? Oh, okay. Dr. K is going to be off the air for a second. All right. He's trying to get them himself. That's what he's doing. All right. Let me mention them then. We have two attorneys or two people involved in the attorneys for Ron Paul. One, of course, is David Callahan, whom we know. Who has been on this program before. The other is Richard Gilbert. And Richard Gilbert as well. We've heard of him, both of these gentlemen, that have been heavily involved in trying to get action, litigation, to prosecute those who have been criminally involved in stealing votes from the people who have voted in these primaries particularly. Not so much the caucuses, I understand, but the primaries themselves. So that's what it's all about. Dr. Kay, are you back?
Yeah. Actually, it's caucus when it comes to in state convention, when it comes to delegates. But yes, in terms of heavy-duty prosecution down the line, if there is an effort right now to investigate the vote counts to see if the vote counts in the real people are the same as those posted on the boards of election. That's sort of separate from the lawsuit, although that lawsuit could encompass that, as I understand. But what this is really about is the delegate disenfranchisement, the abuse, the potential abuse at Tampa, the potential suppression of those delegates and refusal to allow them to vote their conscience, changing the laws on a dime, which the RNC has done all year long, making up their own rules, cops and intimidation and, you know, people in black suits. This is to protect the delegates. This is a delegate litigation. The delegates have chosen this direction, our delegates.
How many lawsuits are we aware of then, Dr. K?
Only this one. I mean, there's
one lawsuit.
Wait, there's one in Oklahoma. But our attorney, you know, Mr. Gilbert's going to come in here soon, and Mr. Callahan's an expert also.
All right, but this is at the federal level, again, to let people know, right?
Yeah, federal level, yeah.
Okay, because it's a federal election fraud and federal election commission involvement in all this. The thing I have to ask you right now while we're waiting for them is regarding the upcoming convention. We're hearing a lot of stories and a lot of speculation, and I don't believe anything until I see it, as you do. What is the latest that you perceive to be the case regarding what may indeed happen come the convention time?
Well, if Dr. Paul is closing in on a win, in, you know, potential win or a second vote or whatever, then the RNC criminals will go into action and suppress the whole thing without protection. That's what they've done all year long. Now, they didn't achieve it totally in Louisiana, but they broke two fingers and basically dislocated the parliamentarian's hip because the Ron Paul people were winning. They've been doing that. They've been punching people. Romney is very well aware that the slates were faked and that he's got moles involved in that and trashing delegates' votes in a trash can and stuffing ballots in Arizona. I mean, whatever national delegates and alternates and the state delegates extra we would have been stolen. He knows that they were stolen by primary votes in Pennsylvania, Alabama, and Rhode Island, where they suppressed the vote count artificially, electronically.
What did they do here in Rhode Island? I'm curious to know what you've
heard. If you look at, there's two things, and they must have done some shenanigans on the absentee ballots because there's a monstrous, bizarre ratio favoring only Romney in the absentees versus the popular vote. That makes no sense whatsoever with military and others. And then the delegates are elected in Rhode Island based on the popular vote, so what they did was they apparently, when they read the ballots through the electronic central tabulator, they must have done some alteration because it's under the delegate threshold. And the charts show severe manipulation in Rhode Island. Now, they're having trouble getting through now. They're calling me on Skype. Now, I can't figure this out. Hold on.
All right. Well, anyway, that's okay. You do what you need to do to try to bring them up right now. But, you know, we have the Board of Elections, which in the past has not had a stellar performance.
Mr. Adams, they just called me on Skype, and they tell me that nobody's called them from RBN.
Oh, well, so, I think, we were calling their numbers, calling their phone numbers, that's why.
Okay. Well, they're waiting to be called, hold on, let me see if you've got them now.
Well, if they can come on by phone, either way is fine.
Anything?
All right. I guess he has reached Richard.
Well,
and
do that for now.
Apparently he had to hang up in order to
they're trying method three now.
All right. I think they were communicating with each other, David and Richard, right?
I think they're going to be reaching us soon.
All right. Okay. So we have time to bring them up and get their...
Yeah, well, at least we're talking about it, huh? So, but what's interesting is that this RNC is a criminal entity. I mean, it's been established as a criminal regime for an awful long time. Our statisticians are showing that even the Democrats don't have quite such an entity where they can systematically rig the votes with electronic machines. So the lawsuit is such a threat. We've got to find the way to win this. Hopefully we'll be hearing from the team soon as to what we can do to help. But this is such a huge threat that we would prevail in this type of thing against the RNC, you know?
Well, you see, a lot of people ask a lot of questions about where is Ron Paul in all of this, and my only response would be, I don't know. Quite frankly, it's irrelevant. At this point, Dr. K, it is a matter of legality, it's a matter of principle, and regardless of what Ron Paul does or does not do himself, it's a matter of we the people.
Yeah.
We the people are being cheated, not just Ron Paul. So it's a matter of public record, it's a matter of public law, and that's why it's important to continue this battle.
Exactly what it is. So that every brush fire, every fighting, I mean, this is about fighting back, after all, against vile acts and really wickedness and plotting and scheming. But it is really about us being cheated, isn't it? Who
well,
gets
that's
cheated
the
when
bottom
they
line
General Motors?
Look, if Ron Paul himself says, well, you know what, I think I'm going to throw my support to Mittens Romney at this point and... No, it was all a ruse, blah, blah, blah. I'm frightened and I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to us at this point in time. What matters is what happened to the votes and the delegates. Where did they go? How were they stolen? And I want to know because, you know, I myself have never been politically very active like yourself. And, you know, it really angers me to think that here we are on Independence Day tomorrow. We're supposed to be talking about independence and freedom, and yet we are in just the exact opposite mode right now. That should bother a whole lot of people, not just Ron Paul. All right, we're ready, Dr. K. I understand that our attorneys are up now, and they're going to join us right now. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Dr. Sir Gilbert here. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, great. We're so happy to have you.
Fine. Come on up, okay.
Well.
Yeah, I'm here too. This is Rick Adams, and Dr. K, I know, had contacted you, the two gentlemen here that are involved in the, I guess it's the, basically you're both part of the same organizational effort, are you?
Yes. Well, it's an association. I'm an independent attorney. I'm a member of the Facebook page of Lawyers for Ron Paul.
Okay.
And I'm working in association with David and his group.
All right, so
now,
you have two...
Now, Mr. Gilbert, can you tell us, you have this wonderful paragraph in your suit. Could you start us with that about the coercion, the intimidation, and then tell us how we can help with the win here? What is really necessary, if the two of you could comment, so we can do everything we can to succeed in this effort?
Okay. In this matter, we are literally fighting an organized crime syndicate. The organized crime syndicate is that of the Mitt Romney campaign, as well as the Republican National Committee combined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why I say organized crime syndicate is because they are criminals. They are headed by Mitt Romney. They do break phones. They do steal ballots and run to cars and throw the ballots in the cars and drive off. They do rig voting machines, so that if you vote for Dr. Paul, it registers as a vote for Mitt Romney. They do in Massachusetts look at 17 duly elected poll delegates, and they put an affidavit in front of them and say, either you sign an affidavit swearing allegiance to Mitt Romney, or I'm going to throw you off this delegation like democracy no longer exists. These are
Can
duly
you believe
elected
that?
Delegates.
Massachusetts, yep.
And they toss them. They toss them off the delegation. These are criminals. Be sure that what we have in Tampa in August is an organized crime convention. They are willing to use force. They will use force. They will use violence if they need to. They will lie about the vote. They will manipulate the vote. They will steal the nomination. They have people going to be delegates there that have no business being there because they're there only because of all of this fraud and violence that has happened as the Romney campaign travels like focus from state to state to state, committing all these crimes, pushing people into parking lots.
We have to take a break on that note, gentlemen. Our attorneys, David Callahan and Richard Gilbert, Dr. K and Rick Adams, will take a quick break. Come right back.
What? What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Or...
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, folks, with our guest here, the attorneys and Dr. K. And, you say here that this is a very serious issue here, and I was asking Dr. K about the litigation. What is the nature, once again, of the litigation? How is this being entered into the federal court now?
Well, there is a federal question of law here. There's two sets of laws. One is the federal law, and that law tells us that all the delegates at the convention must be unbound at all times and free to vote their conscience.
Mm-hmm.
That's federal law.
Yes.
That's in conflict with the state bylaws of the various 50 state Republican parties, most of which require that delegates be bound. So we're going into court and we're saying, Judge, we're asking for the guidance of the court. Do you want us to follow the federal law and be unbound and free to vote our conscience? Or do you want the delegates bound and to vote the way they're instructed to vote? The judge will answer that question. The delegates will do whatever the judge says.
Do we have a judge's name yet?
Yes, we do. Judge Carter of the Ninth Circuit, here in California, in the Ronald Reagan Courthouse.
You mentioned that before. Now I recall. You're right. Okay. And when can an interdiction be made here? When can this case come up? Got to come up pretty soon.
Yeah, well, the case is filed, and several of the Republican parties are due to have their answer filed. Their papers have to be filed in court in 2 days. And, of course, the RNC attorneys asked me if I would give them an extension of time, and I told them no. In 2 days, I'm filing defaults if they don't have their papers filed.
Okay.
Because we're not going to let them play that delay game. We're going to force them to come to court and do this in a timely fashion.
Bravo.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dr. K. You join in.
Another issue here. This is David. I'm director of operations. I'm not an attorney, just to make sure that's clear. My job is to help keep Richard organized and moving forward as quickly as possible on issues we need to address.
Right.
And one of the issues that we're trying to deal with at the moment is the fact that we have this case is in the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit covers the states of Washington, Arizona, Hawaii, Alaska, Nevada, Idaho, California, Oregon, and Montana. And we are reaching out to find delegates from those states, either state or national delegates, who have injury that would want to be plaintiffs in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it would be kind of silly if we have people from Maine and Iowa and so on, but nobody from the Ninth Circuit. And so one of our issues here is to make sure we have solid representation coming from the Ninth Circuit state. And that is a important part of this case. We are making success. Every day we're finding more individuals that are willing to step up and participate. One of the problems is that, you know, in some states there on the West Coast, there were egregious efforts to undermine the Ron Paul delegates, and they've been injured so much that they weren't able to become national delegates, and so it makes it a little bit more difficult to be able to get national delegates put onto the slate of plaintiffs because there weren't any in some states at all, and so that's one of the challenges we're facing, especially in Hawaii and California. But we're working our best to find these. And then you have a state like Montana that doesn't have a very large population, and so that also makes for some difficulties. But that's an issue that we are addressing at the moment very strongly and bringing that to your attention.
That's great. That's great. Now, would these plaintiffs be national delegates, alternate nationals? Who else would be plaintiffs from the Ninth Circuit region? Would that include people who believe that their vote was disenfranchised in those areas? Who all is a potential plaintiff from the Ninth Circuit?
Okay, well, plaintiffs from all over the country are eligible to be plaintiffs, so that includes all national delegates, all national alternate delegates, as well as all state delegates to state conventions who elected the national delegates. And the state delegates have the right to be plaintiffs because they have a right to have national delegates who are free to vote their conscience. So they have a right to ask the judge that question and say what law to apply, because our intent was to have our plaintiffs, our delegates to the national convention, be free to vote their conscience. And that's what our state delegate plaintiffs are telling the court. So they're all of the above. They can all be plaintiffs.
So how many do you have altogether right now? Do you have any idea?
Oh, sure. We already have over 300, and we could easily have another 200 to 300 more, but we decided to stop, and we want to focus for the time being just on the national delegates, because we want to get national delegates from, you know, participating in this and being properly represented. We have approximately about 130 national delegates right now, and we'd like to get some more, and then we'll add another 200 or 300 more state delegates on top of that.
How can the delegates become a plaintiff? If they go into a website, a secure website, don't they? Electionfraudremedy.com, Mr. Callahan?
Yes, that's correct. We set it up very simple for people to be able to get their information in at Electionfraudremedy.com.
Can you hang on and give us that website information when we return again? We have a 3-minute break here. We'll come right back to you. And Dr. K as well as our guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back now, and we have a guest, and I believe it was Attorney Gilbert that was just trying to give us the website that people should go to if they plan to be part of this litigation. Is that right?
David has the best information for that, so let's hear from David on that.
Yeah. The website is electionfraudremedy.com. Mm-hmm. And when a potential plaintiff goes there, they're taken to a home page where they can then click a little button that says join the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And that takes them to a form to fill out, which gives all the pertinent information that would be needed for us to know what type of delegate they are, their address, phone number, state, and so on. And then they complete this form and are invited to then go to where they can put in their testimony in a secure website that is made available for them to do so without any concern that this information is going to be disseminated to people that don't have any business having access to it. And so we tried to set this up in a very secure and safe way for people to be able to get the information gathered so that it can be available for the lawsuit in the proper form of an affidavit needed by the court.
And it can't be said often enough that this is an action that has been selected by our delegates. Is that correct, gentlemen?
Yes. No, that's not entirely correct. We represent all delegates, and we'll represent Newt Gingrich delegates, Rick Santorum delegates, Mitt Romney delegates. We'll represent people who We will help people to become free, to vote their conscience, and if they want to vote for Mitt Romney, they're free to do so. And some of them tell us that's just what they want to do.
Wow.
The reason that we help these people is because of Ron Paul's, Dr. Paul's integrity. Dr. Paul would expect us to help these people. So nobody has to pass any kind of a litmus test here. The idea is everybody at the convention is free to vote their conscience, and we haven't had a convention like that since the Congress drafted the United States Constitution. And so we want to blow the fight off this convention and make every single delegate there free to vote their conscience, whoever they want to vote for, and we'll help anybody do that.
That is the most beautiful, beautiful thing. I just wrote an article, which is being linked on RBN, about how not only were Ron Paul votes cheated, but also Santorum and Gingrich was the victim. And it got more press than if I just wrote about Ron Paul.
Mitt Romney is an equal opportunity criminal. He certainly is. He's a crime boss for anyone who gets in his way. And so right now, we got plaintiffs, we got delegates standing in his way. He can spend $10 million to destroy Newt Gingrich, and he can spend $10 million to go after Rick Santorum, but he can't spend any amount of money and do anything to delegates who are standing up to that crime boss. And
let me ask you this. Can someone in Montana or Nevada that was victimized by vote rigging or shenanigans or suppression, like at the Adelson caucus, and somebody said, you can't vote here, you have to sign this affidavit, if they're hearing this show, can they upload an affidavit as well and submit that, or would that be too much burden right now for what you need?
Not a problem. They don't even need to upload an affidavit. They can just email in their name. Send an email. David will give you the email address. Just send your name, send your phone number where we can contact you, tell us you want to be a plaintiff in the case. That's all you have to do to become a plaintiff in the case. Then I file a motion with the court to allow you to be a plaintiff in the case, and you become a plaintiff.
Wow.
That's all they got to do. We make it very easy. Just send an email with your name and your name and phone number. And your state that you're from, and we'll take care of everything else. And it's free. There's no charge. I mean, you're never going to pay a penny in this case because we're all volunteers, and so we're not charging a penny. And you don't have to come to court either. Yeah, this is all done on paper. We present the legal brief. The attorneys argue the case. The judge rules, and we're not going to have any of the delegates have to come to court at all. So it's free and easy. And you can change the course of our country simply by sending one simple email to the address that David will provide.
Well, I'm going to send an email because of what happened to me when I exit polled in Wisconsin. But let me ask you another question. There must be some raw costs. Now, as you know, I have this the Liberty USA PAC, and I've collected money to help with the super brochure and get out the vote, and also now money for delegates. But part of this pack, this particular pack, I know it's not associated with you guys at all, but it's my pack, it allows me to collect money for litigation expense. So how much expense has Gilbert firm been saddled with, if I might use the term, thus far?
Well, it's in the neighborhood of about $400. We're keeping expenses down as much as possible.
Wow,
the process servers that David's handling, and that might be a few hundred more, and that's it.
So I'm going to put up myself a litigation thermometer, hopefully in the next 48 hours. So just to let everybody know that if anyone's interested in helping cover the costs for the delegates, it's just another delegate thing. Shoot me an email, keep in touch, you know, whatever we can do here. So it's, look, this is pro bono by our attorney here, and completely free volunteers at Lawyers for Ron Paul. Nobody gets a dime. Yeah.
That's
unbelievable.
Absolutely correct. I mean, we're spending night and day just working because of one thing, and that's we need a country that's free. We are the revolution, as Ron Paul has taught us, and we're going to just do everything we can to make sure that we stay a free nation. You can't pay enough to have freedom. And so You know, we're just doing what we have to do to make sure that we're continuing to pursue liberty and justice in this country. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. No, by the way, let me interject this to either one of you. Have you heard or had any contact from any of the people in the campaign itself, nationally, from Ron Paul?
Well, you know, but I will just say that we do have communication with the campaign, and we also get indirect communication through television appearances and internet appearances that members of the campaign make, and they do discuss this case. Dr. Paul was with Wolf Blitzer on CNN.
Yeah.
And Wolf Blitzer pressed him very hard to oppose this case, and Dr. Paul refused to oppose this case. He refused to oppose the case, and Doug Weed on his Facebook conference, when he was asked about this case, he had three words. He said, "Go for it. Go for it." So, so the message to us is that there's no opposition to this case from the Ron Paul campaign. We don't represent Dr. Paul. We don't represent the campaign. We
right. No, it's
delegates.
Totally separate. Totally separate.
Right. Yeah. It's totally separate. But they can't come out and endorse the case. I mean, they have to keep their distance, and they know that.
Well, that's the whole point. It's a grassroots movement. But it's interesting what you said about Wolf Blitzer and how the fix was in right from the beginning in the media, you know, circus right here. All of the major networks, the major players, had nothing but disdain for Ron Paul. I mean, in previous election bids, and particularly in 08, and now again, of course, you know, they want to just wish he would go away. And so it's obvious that the media has done its job, just as it has at 9/11 and everything else, to conceal the truth and to try to dissuade people from having their voice in this democracy they keep touting all the time about, so-called democracy. Well, now we know what democracy means. It means oligarchy. That's what it means.
Wow. Yes, isn't that the
that's
truth?
Right. But if the judge rules the way we hope the judge will rule, on that day, if the judge says the federal law will apply and the delegates are free and unbound,
yeah.
Just imagine, right at that moment, the crime boss Romney has zero delegates, zero.
And right, right.
And then the mainstream media is going to have to pay attention, especially when Dr. Paul shows up in Tampa with 100,000 supporters at a rally.
That would be a dream come true, wouldn't it, Dr.
Oh yeah, it sure would. It would be, Governor Romney's dream come true would be if he could get 500 people to show up and bribe him.
Yeah.
We've seen the pictures of that where they had the bus in people in the Detroit Coliseum to make any kind of a media clip out of it.
Let me ask you about this Judge Carter. Now, has there been any precedent that we can go by as far as his rulings
Judge
in these
Carter,
areas?
I'll tell you a little bit about what I know about Judge Carter. Very, very strict judge. Maybe the most strictest of all judges in the entire country. A former Marine, he goes strictly by the law, and he calls it fair and square as he sees it. If Judge Carter says the state bylaws will apply, it's because he did a legal analysis, and that's what he concluded. He will give the legal answer. He will back it up with the correct law. Whatever his decision is, it will be the right decision. And we're telling the court, we're asking for guidance, and we will follow whatever ruling you make. And our delegates do not intend to appeal Judge Carter's decision. We're asking Judge Carter to tell us what to do, and we will
worst,
do what
worst
Judge
case
Carter
scenario.
Said.
If not, if he rules against the defendants, the litigants here, what happens? Just pack up the tent and let the Romney automatons take over, or what do we do?
Well, there'll be no choice because the time will be up. This is a case that should have been filed by the Ron Paul campaign 10 months ago.
Right.
When delegates were first being, you know, pushed around and
exactly.
And they didn't file the case. You know, we hear about some lawyers that they talk about over there. Well, their lawyers don't do a damn thing. They do nothing at all.
And yeah. they're paid, aren't they, Mr. Gilbert? There's no pro bono, guys.
I believe they're paid to do nothing. In fact, what they do is harm. What they do is worse than nothing, because
yep.
they actually advise people like Jesse Benton to say I'm opposed to the lawsuit, and they try to tell people not to join, not to be plaintiffs. In other words, cave in, lose. They're literally, the people around the doctor are literally sabotaging his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do. From morning till night is sabotage his campaign.
I have personal evidence of this. We found some Ron Paul activists, not many, but to do some exit mm-hmm. polls, to try to lock in on the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And three of my exit pollers, well, two, gave me sort of definitive. They said, Doc, if those Tate and Benton emails wouldn't have went out, we would have doubled or tripled or tripled the vote count that day. It damaged us, they told me. That people just, they went for Romney. We don't know what to do. We've got to go for the winner because we are anti-Obama, this type of thing. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, Jesse Benton, he's clearly an agent for Governor Romney. That's all he is. I mean, we've never seen a campaign. He's the campaign manager for Ron Paul, but he does whatever the Romney campaign tells him to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just a shocking disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just shocking that he would have the audacity to harm the liberty movement the way he does. That's disgraceful. I know.
So why, in your opinion, doesn't the buck stop with Ron Paul?
Well, you know what? It does. And, we all love Dr. Paul. We all love him. You know, in 300
yeah.
years from now, school children will learn, they'll learn that Dr. Paul, they'll say, Dr. Paul, Ron Paul, liberty, freedom, he saved the Constitution. Liberty, freedom, he saved the Constitution. That's what school children will learn 300 years from now and hold them in the same stature as the founding fathers. And they won't remember the people that were around him, but we learned Dr. Paul's weakness. Weakness is he put the wrong people around him.
He's very trusting of people and very naive in some ways because of his own personal honesty.
And purposeful infiltration that you cannot control, because if they sort of know that there's a decent person, they got him under watch, and then they make a special effort to put the, espionage, it's controlled espionage, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see this on the Daily Poll. I like to post articles here and there on the vote rigging.
Yeah.
And there's a group of espionage individuals, probably paid, that spend their time trying to undermine things, including this the lawsuit. They seem to be working for the RNC or maybe a spy agency, for all I know. But they are definitely trying to stop this effort. That's for sure.
This makes, to me, it makes Watergate look like a joke in comparison.
There's another thing to keep in mind, though, and that's the thing that is Ron Paul's his primer. I'm trying to think the right way to say it. The thing that makes him stand out, and that's his ability to teach us how to pursue liberty, the Constitution, proper rule of law, and demanding that we start taking responsibility for what has failed us, and do the right thing, and do it no matter what it costs us. And what he has done is he's begun to grassroots of this country to say, we've had enough. We're going to be the revolution. We're going to start taking control of our destiny, our future, of the future of our country. And if there's one thing that Ron Paul has done, is he has awakened the sleeping giant. The sleeping giant is beginning to wake up. It's just a question if it can, get wakened out of slumber soon enough. I think that what happened on the 28th of June was a kind of a slam in the side of the head by a 2x4 upon the sleeping giant with what the Supreme Court ruled on Obamacare. And that's going to get a lot of people all of a sudden realizing that we better do something soon or we're going to be in a world of hurt. And Dr. Paul is helping us to get back on that track. And what we're trying to do with this lawsuit is be one small piece of that. It's kind of like being hit in the face by the boxer, and you shake your head and you shake it off and you come back swinging. And that's what we're doing in this case.
Yeah, no, this it's the brush fire fighting. I love it. I love the fight back to letting the world know that what they've done. And now, Mr. Gilbert, we're all in this to win. We're going to try to spend the last 5 minutes. What can you tell everybody that they can do to help you win? But in the worst case scenario, if the judge ruled against it, no loss.
That's right. There's no downside risk here. And that's the way I designed the legal pleadings in this case. The worst thing that can happen is the judge just keep doing what you're doing. That's all. And it wouldn't be any worse. The judge say, no, just keep applying your state bylaws and let the delegates be bound, which is exactly what's happening today. We're in no worse position than we are today, so there's no downside risk.
And now we'll come back to you with the question about could the delegates be harmed if they are part of the lawsuit, this silly stuff that propaganda.
All right, we'll come back in just a brief moment when we do, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, all right, folks, 5 minutes left in the program. Dr. K, you had a couple of questions for our guests here, and then we'll have to sign off. Go ahead.
Just what can the team RBN out there do to help you win this thing?
Okay, we need, first of all, some irresponsible delegates, such as in Massachusetts, who get disaffected, they get kicked off when they refuse to sign an affidavit, and they do nothing about it. They don't go file their own case in court to get reinstated, and they refuse to join our case, which is free. That they have no right to abandon all the delegates and all the other Ron Paul supporters and just sit there in Massachusetts and do nothing whatsoever to get themselves reinstated. And if they think they can just go down to Tampa on the day of the convention and talk to some fixed rules committee at an organized crime convention who threw them off in the first place, and that think that they're going to somehow get a fair hearing and get reinstated, then they have a disconnect in their thinking. So all the people who know who those delegates are and can contact them and communicate them, they need to get rid of that leader there who's under the influence of Jesse Benton. They need to get their heads.
Now let me ask you that. Now what role did Jesse Benton play in blocking those cheated delegates from coming up? What's that?
Jesse Benton is contacting delegates and asking them not to be plaintiffs in this case. Contacted the Massachusetts delegates. But that leader in Massachusetts spoke with Jesse Benton. When I spoke with that leader, I heard Jesse Benton's words. That's what I heard. I mean, this guy's not a Ron Paul supporter. This guy never should have been allowed to run for a delegate in the first place. They seem perfectly content to have been thrown off the delegation. They're doing nothing about it.
So if someone knows someone there and can touch that heart a little bit and get them on board, that's one thing. What else can be done?
Well, find the other delegates in the other states. Find those delegates and tell them to become plaintiffs in this case. From all over the country, if you have a delegate who's a national delegate who's not a plaintiff in this case, you need to explain to them what you need to be a delegate. They need to be a plaintiff in this case because it's simple math. If Dr. Paul's name, but Dr. Paul will not be allowed to speak. He won't have his name put in nomination. He certainly can't win mathematically if the delegates are bound. He has no chance to win the nomination. Simple math. So there is not a delegate in this country who wants to vote for Dr. Paul who should not be a plaintiff in this case if
That's
they can
the
just
truth.
Do simple math.
That's the truth if there ever was a truth. After
Amen.
Being
well
beat
said.
Up and tormented, and here you've got a pro bono case. It is irresponsible, but I do put the olive branch of love out to the delegates, as we all do here. Come on, your delegates, your other delegates are in this. If nothing else, do the camaraderie thing, and join up.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, we're in the last minute now. And we're going to have to keep updating these programs, obviously, until we win this case. So, gentlemen, I'm going to thank you both for being with us tonight, David Callahan and Richard as well, Richard Gilbert. Thank you both, and Dr. K, for bringing all this together tonight.
Right. And
let's hope
Mr.
we have
Callahan
an independence
can say right at the end, Mr. Just one more quick quip from Mr.
Yes.
Callahan.
Yes.
Yes. Don't forget the website, plaintiff. CLAINTIFF at electionfraudremedy.com. That's the email to use if you want to simply give us your name, your state, the type of delegate you are, and your phone number to be a plaintiff in the case.
And a secure website. All right, very good.
Well,
thank
delegates
you.
Are in this. It's whether Santorum, Romney, or Paul, this is a delegate action, is it not, Mr. Gilbert? This is
yes,
the delegates
is.
Are driving this.
Right.
It's the delegates. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not Mr. Gilbert, it's not David Callahan, it's the delegates because they were disenfranchised. So
from the bottom up,
delegates.
That's where it's happening. Yep.
Yeah.
From the bottom all the way up. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Dr. K. We will talk again shortly. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Tomorrow night, a rebroadcast of my Monday night program on Independence Day here, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams.
This is Farron, host of The Real News Radio. I want to tell you about a must-have complete solar generator. Yes, totally free energy.